Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you from Branson, Missouri, out here at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. We've been talking about the Word of God. I told you that I had been wanting to praise God and thank God that He thwarted the plans of terrorists to cause terrible harm here in America. And I wanted to look up that verse, Hebrews 4:13. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. We've been using that verse for some time in praying and believing God to do just that, thwart plans that are against us, thwart plans in where our soldiers are. And so I was surprised, a little surprised, to notice that verse 12 was right above it. And for the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of sunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now, you know, I like the Companion Bible with E.W. Bullinger's notes, which will give you clues and very interesting facts on the original words in the Bible. And he points out that the word translated discerner, the Word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. He points out that that word is kritikos, K-R-I-T-I-K-O-S. And he says this, once and only once has God used the word kritikos, thus confirming it to His own word as a critic. The word is to be man's judge. God, people say, oh God, He's going to judge this and judge that. To tell you the real truth, He already has. He's already written down in His word, His critique, how things are, what His opinion is on any matter. Now, the word on Israel is God's judgment on it. So we can just go to the Word of God. Nations as nations will know judgment on one overriding issue above all others, how they treat Israel. The Word of God is clear that their judgment as nations depends upon whether they blessed or cursed Israel's. God's judgment, His decrees on any matter, are already made and written for us to know them and order our lives and our nations by them. It is appalling that so many leaders are either unbelieving or ignorant of what God has to say on the matter of Israel. I'm going to post, and they're not posted yet, but I'm going to post some of the scriptures which on our website, which absolutely assure us that God is going to judge nations on how they treated Israel. Of course, first of all, it says in Genesis chapter 12, this is His critique. The Lord said unto Abram, 12:1, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you. He gave them the promised land. I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I, God said, will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So God's blessing or cursing is already decreed. It's already the critique of the Word of God. Now, when we were in Israel and Joe Biden came over and the whole international uproar occurred, and terrible pressure has been put up on Israel, even almost to the point of trying to discredit their current government and get another more leftist one in. It's not allowable for the United States government to be the God of Israel. God is the God of Israel, and God has already said on his word what his will is. His will is that he brings them home back to their land, and he did it. It seemed absolutely impossible. After 2,000 years, God brought them home. He told them exactly where to build. He told them what to do about Jerusalem. He told them to build in what the world calls the West Bank. And the nations of the world go crazy mad about it. My son, my grandson's helping me here, Brandon. He's the sound man here in our radio broadcast booth. And he said, Mimi, even at my school, at my college, people make jokes about Israel, talk bad about Israel. What is this? Well, it's devilish, folks. It's demonic. Satan doesn't want them home. He doesn't want them to come back like God said they would. He doesn't want us to go into the next age. But you be sure that you know about it and your people know about it. While we were in Israel, we prayed for our nation and its leaders to stand fast with Israel. I found it very interesting that Lynn Hammond, Reverend Lynn Hammond, longtime prayer, long before our trip to Israel, was led to stay in a different hotel. She said, I don't know, I'm supposed to stay in the David Citadel Hotel. Now, the group is going to stay someplace else, but she stayed there. Now, Vice President Joe Biden was unable to get enough rooms at his first hotel of choice, which was the King David. So he had to move his large contingency over to David's Citadel. And he happened to be at the same hotel where Lynn was on the floor below him. They have little verandas out looking over the old city. And Lynn said, I looked up and there on that veranda right above me was, you know, security with their guns. They stood there at all times. And so she was on the floor below, and we believe that her prayers probably passed through the floor above on the way to heaven, passed through Vice President Biden's. Now, it's not because of Democrat or Republican. I tell you what President George Bush did was so terrible when he kept pushing that roadmap to peace to divide Jerusalem and to divide the land of Israel. Now, what is the critique of God on the matter? What does his word say? Joel 3, 1 and 2. For behold, in those days and at that time, when I shall reverse the captivity and restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat. And there will I deal with and execute judgment upon them for their treatment of my people and of my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations, and because they have divided my land. That's the Amplified translation of it. They have parted my land, the King James says. So God says judgment comes on you for that. All the nations in the world just absolutely went into a hissy fit because Israel wanted to build some apartments. I saw yesterday on Fox News, it was the mayor of Jerusalem, and he said, you know, we have 2/3 of our population is Jewish and 1/3 is Arabic. And he said, we're expanding, we're growing, we're a city, and we're building housing for all of them. And we're building for it in proportion to the population and as it is growing. So praise the Lord. God's plan is to bring his revealed plan, his revealed word is to bring the Jews home to their promised land. And Jerusalem is to be a sign to the nations that he is God and his word is true. It is ludicrous that the nations still pretend the land for peace is a plausible plan. It never worked. Any attempt at implementation failed with tragic results. Think of Gaza. Think what happened there. It's now a terrorist training ground. What if they gave up what the world calls the West Bank, Judea and Samaria? It would be suicide for Israel. But praise God, he's kept them. It reminds me of Hans Christian Andersen's tale, The Emperor's New Clothes. Everyone bragged on the beauty of the emperor's clothes when in fact he was naked. A little child honestly declared the real truth, revealing the political correctness of the day to be a lie. These weavers had come through and they had said, oh, we're weaving this cloth, and queen, king, it's so beautiful, emperor, it's so beautiful, but anybody who's not fit for their job cannot see the cloth. Well, the king couldn't see it, but he didn't want to admit that he wasn't fit for his job, and everybody else, the whole kingdom, went along with it, pretending, until the little child told the truth. And that is exactly what has happened now with Land for Peace. Everybody knows it doesn't work. Our good friend and co-worker, Israeli Ronnie Levy, has written an excellent expose of the Land for Peace myth. It's just off the press. It concisely reports the facts in an easy-to-access form. It's filled with pictures documenting the whole sordid, unscriptural attempt of the world system to solve something in absolute opposition to the revealed Word of God, to God's critique on the matter. I hope you read it, and I hope you make it available to others. Just telephone us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or go online to billybrim.org and request Ronnie Levy's Land for Peace, a 20-year failure. And so, we want to invite you. I went down to ICFM. All these acronyms that kind of get me. But anyway, ICFM, Ministers Conference in Dallas, Texas. And I spoke to the ministers there and I said, if Barack Obama had been a little boy in your church, would he have known what to do about Israel and Jerusalem? If Bill Clinton had been a little boy in your church, would he have known what to do about Jerusalem and Israel? What about George W. Bush? If he'd been a little boy in your church, would he have known what to do? It's up to us in our churches and you can't just ignore it. I mean, this is the last days. I personally feel that the United States of America had a chuppah over it, of blessing. But that we've been shooting, if you bless Israel, you get blessed. If you curse Israel, you get cursed. We started out as a nation blessing Israel. Oh, Chaim Solomon and how he, that Jewish man, paid for the complete revolution, Washington's revolution. But I tell you, folks, we've been doing things to shoot holes in our chuppah. And it lets the prince of the power of the air, it lets him have a place to come against the United States of America. Some of these storms and things that have been happening, it isn't God who does it, but the enemy, when he has a chance to hurt America, he will. We need to put our hoopah back up in good working order. We need to keep things so that, and that's why we're going to Israel. I mean, we're going to Washington, D.C., CUFI. Go online to CUFI.org and see how you can come with us to Washington, D.C. They even have buses. CUFI has buses for people in the Washington, D.C. area. And some of our readers, our audience, we love you so much out there in Virginia. You could go online to CUFI and maybe get a bus over for the Night to Honor Israel event. Just mention BBM and you'll get a good registration price and you'll get a good table to sit at. All together, I can come by and say hello. Just go online, CUFI.org, or go on to billybrim.org. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, shalom, until tomorrow.